What the f*** is going on?
I like to party.
Jesus, honey, wax much?
This is Unwaxed.
Get in, Lizard, we're going shopping.
With Sophia and Sistine Stallone.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Unwaxed Podcast with your favorite sisters, Sophia and Sistine Stallone.
Watch out, she's going to American Idol with those pipes.
Whew.
I think our brains are a little bit scrambled right now because we just finished an interview with a psychic that we had previously on the show before, Chris Medina, and oh my gosh, you guys will hear it later in this episode.
Woof.
Woof is right. I don't know what to think. He is just so accurate, and he just, I guess with the second reading, he got us on a deeper level.
But you know, if anything, it just kind of motivates us and I feel like gets us back on track. Because regardless if you think things like this are real or not, when you have someone say, you're not showing your full potential, you're not doing the things you should be doing.
Hits different.
It hits different. And you're like, you know what? You're so fucking right. Get me off TikTok.
Yes.
For the last 12 hours that I am using it until bed. Like, I'm wasting my time.
This episode is so much fun. You guys are going to love it. I highly recommend listening to the first one we had with Chris Medina. I think it was episode 14 that we had him on. Go back, listen to that one. Come back, listen to this one. It'll make a lot more sense of what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
But before we'll get into the interview, I think we'll do a little bit of a weekly update.
Yeah. We have some big news.
Big news. We finally found a place to live.
Yay!
I know, you guys are probably thinking, why did it take you six months?
Long.
I thought you were moving to Miami. I thought you were getting an apartment.
I thought you were getting a house. I thought you were still living at home.
I thought you were looking for a roommate. All of those things, you're right.
It did take a bit. But good things come in time. And I think, genuinely, this has been, if anyone's actually been looking for a place before, even if you're still living with your parents, apartment hunting or anything hunting is so hard, especially living in California, because everything is getting booked up. Everyone is coming out from like
expensive.
East Coast. Everything is so expensive. And yes, you guys, we are paying for it. So we were trying to find something reasonable and we did it. I'm not going to tell you also, you little stalkers, if it's a house, an apartment, a townhouse, a shack, our car, a tent. I'm not going to tell you where it is either.
It's a school bus.
It is a school bus.
But I think it's pretty funny because we started this podcast with the intention of having people sort of watch us become adults and try adulting things and experience relationships and moving out. And this is one of those moments.
One of those moments.
You guys, look at us. We're 42 episodes in, and we are figuring it up in the adult world.
I feel like it's taken, I've realized a couple things with apartment, house, whatever, hunting. You have to go there. Don't just look at it online. I mean, like,
duh.
No, but I feel like there were some times we were like, oh, we like it, but we won't check it out yet, or kind of like leave it. The place we like, we weren't about to go check out. Really go in, look at the environment, see. Sistine and I went into one of the... Do you want to talk about what you did in one of the houses that we looked at?
Oh, my gosh.
So we
Sophia found this little house. It was so cute, perfect, 3-bedroom. But I noticed something really strange. In every closet, there was stairs to an attic. And I go, okay, interesting.
Yeah.
All right. And then there was one door that had two locks on it.
Yeah.
And I go...
From the outside.
From the outside. And I was like, what is behind this door? Without hesitation, pretty surprised you would do this. Sophia unlocks both of the locks, and it is the eeriest basement y'all have ever seen.
I'm just going to describe what it looks like. Think about this. You open the door. It's a white door. It goes... Wooden steps go down, steep steps, into darkness.
It's pitch black.
And it's pitch black. Literally, it looks like there is no bottom.
Right. We find a light switch. Sophia goes down there.
I was like,
very brave.
I wanted to be a part of maybe potentially a new movie that came out that was based on me.
You could fully shoot a horror movie in this house.
Genuinely, you could have.
Sophia thought it'd be funny. I'm at the top of the stairs. To scream out of nowhere. And my mom nearly fell on her ass when she did this.
Well, I turned the corner and I go, okay, I have an opportunity here. I could pretend there's a dead body, a serial killer that was locked.
But you didn't get the last laugh, did you? No, you can't punk me, Sophia.
So Steve gets pissed.
I thought as punishment, you deserved this at the least. I switch off the lights and lock the door.
I have never, ever been so scared in my entire life. Like, I didn't think I was scared of the dark. I was claustrophobic. It was pitch black. But
you fully deserved it.
Oh, I was scared. But the thing is, I don't understand why someone will create a door that literally looks like a part of every single friggin' horror film that you've ever seen and lock it from the outside. Like, we could keep a person in there.
I think maybe we should keep someone down there.
I think so. Maybe we go back and offer.
Scratching and weird noises all the time. But anyway.
Find a boyfriend, trap him.
Trap him. Oh, my. Kind of love that energy, honestly.
Thank you.
So another reason why Sophie and I are a little bit... I think you're a little mad at me for this next thing. Sophie and I were deciding in our new place who's going to get the bigger bedroom. Now, let me set the scene. The bigger bedroom has 3 times the size of the closet, way bigger sink, way bigger bathroom, a fireplace. So if you want to get all Austin Powers in there, you can. I mean, it's a vibe in the bigger bedroom. And we were trying to think of ways that we could decide on who would get it. We can't do anything competitive.
Switching after 6 months.
We couldn't do anything competitive because we'd say she cheated, she started first, blah, blah, blah. So my mom goes...
You did cheat.
This is hilarious. My mom goes, I'm going to write down a number, and y'all are going to say a number between 1 and 100.
I'm so mad still right now.
Hold on, let me explain it. She's so bitter. I said,
because it's bullshit.
This is, let me explain it. And
you're
then
taking
you can,
too long. My mom,
I want to explain.
No.
I'm setting it up and you're ruining it by your six months.
No,
shut up.
I'm going to explain it. No, you're taking forever. You're taking forever.
Sophia, I
want to
do it. I want to say it.
Okay, but this doesn't. I was the one that started it.
Shut up.
Anyway, no, Sistine.
My mom writes down a number between 1 and 100. Sophia immediately says 35. And I thought, okay, either I am...
Pause. Let me explain. This is why I have to interject. So my mom writes down a number, and for some reason in my gut, first number that came in my head was 35. I got chills. I was like, this is it. I won. I, like, knew. I was in my head. I'm like, I won the room.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm going to get it for my birthday. It's going to be, like, summer.
And this is what I thought. Either I play smart... Or I play creative. Either I'm going to go with my mom's favorite number, or should I guess 36? Odds are in my favor. I say 36.
And then in my head, I go, fuck. I was an idiot because I said the number out loud. We should have written it down.
Now, I don't know if I'm on some psychic level shit right now. My mom nearly flies backwards. She shows the number. It's 36.
Oh, my God. It is literal bullshit because if we had written down the numbers, I would have won. But my confident ass, who I knew I was going to get it right, I was like, 35! And I didn't even think this asshole could choose.
But Sophia, there's a lesson. There's a lesson in all of this.
What?
Work smarter, not harder, sweetie. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So, I was so bitter. I mean, I'm still a little bitter, but thankfully after 6 months we get to switch, but definitely not my happiest moment. I was just having losses that entire day. I was just not a happy person.
You were very upset.
That was just the start of the morning, and my mom's like, that's fair. And I was just like, no, it's not. Whatever. But it's going to be fun. We're really excited to move in together. We're trying to think of funny quirks to have included into our place.
I found all these naked body candles that I thought might be cool.
That could be funny.
Just a bunch of naked candles.
I always say that we should design it very simple, contemporary, maybe some modern, but then add really fun accentuating pieces that keep it very alive and quirky. And I want someone to walk into our place and go, this is their place. Like, this is the Stallone girls. Every time I walk in here, it's
If you
unique.
Guys have any suggestions to really make it, I guess, unique in a very strange, odd way.
You
Let
did
us
have
know.
One yesterday.
What was
You're
it?
You were showing me the photo.
Oh, I think we should do...
That's a good idea.
A roommate family photo.
Like, you know, the...
Like, ugly sweaters on the mantle.
With, like, the big glasses, and it kind of looks like a faded photo.
I think that'll be cute.
I think that'd be cute. But also, that place has a little bar in there, so...
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Maybe we should get some illuminating light like we have here with Unwax.
And should we bring in our guest?
So, you guys, we have such an exciting and really fun episode. We've been looking forward to this for so long because everything that this man has said has come true. And Sistine and I are here to say it is legit. It is real. He has guessed our romances. He's guessed our career. And he's guessed our personalities. Not guessed. Predicted.
Listen up, Unwaxers. We have the fabulous Chris Medina joining us. Not only did he come in with flowers today and just melt my freaking heart. Also, guys, take notes. What the hell? Flowers, so easy to do.
Yeah, don't wear a hoodie on a date. Bring flowers.
He is here with us today. We are so lucky to have him on for the second time.
So stay tuned.
I just feel this energy coming across the table right now. Don't you feel it, Sophia?
Yes. What? I've been on the way here. I was saying to him, I'm like, I feel this nervous jitter, but excited because we've been looking forward to seeing you one day once again.
My fingertips are numb. So let me just introduce them. Back for the second time on the Unwaxed podcast, we have the gifted Chris Medina joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, Let me just give a little background about who you are.
Yeah.
He has dedicated his life to giving psychic and medium readings with the goal to provide people with no bullshit spiritual advice. He is changing lives all over the world while breaking down the stigma of psychics while he's at it. Chris, thank you so much for coming back.
I love you guys. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for having me back.
Oh, my God. So the first time we had you on the show, I would say how many months? Almost a year ago today.
Well, kind of. It was like in November, I would say, right?
Yeah. It was.
Right? Or November?
One of the most surreal. I've really never gotten a proper reading before.
Yeah, me neither.
And a lot of the things that you had predicted for us was 6-7 months down the line. So we couldn't really say whether it was true or not.
Well, you know what it was that things were happening to Sistine and I that we weren't really thinking about the things you've said, but things would be happening. You go, wait a minute, that's kind of interesting. And so one day, I think it was last month, we sat and rewatched the episode and we lost our shit.
I can't wait to hear it.
Oh my God. I mean, okay. Do you want to just like go into it?
How about we'll start with,
we'll explain like things that you've said before, and maybe you can also give us like an update on like what you
absolutely
feel.
Absolutely, that's what I'm here for. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay. So one of the things you did say was that Sistine and I would find, you said I would find my person in February, and that he'd be into music. And I don't think you necessarily said it was going to be like a long term thing, but you said it was going to be like a mini relationship. Mm-hmm. Fully happened. This kid was like into DJing. It was like it happened
exactly
literally.
How you described it.
I met him the 31st of January, and we started kind of like talking and going out February 1st.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
So it was short term, short lived.
I mean, like, he's across the country.
But one of the main things you absolutely nailed was when we were recording our podcast the first time with you on it, the only thing that we really had going for us was the podcast. Yeah. That was sort of just our priority. That was our only goal, and that was our job full time. Now, you had told us February and March of 2021, you're going to meet, you called it the guest stars of our lives, business-wise. So you still haven't met the person that's really going to pivot your career in a big way.
Yeah.
And Sophia and I are thinking, well, what the heck? We have no idea what else we want to do. How could this happen?
Well, yeah, you kept saying that this isn't it. There's something bigger that's going to happen.
Oh, for sure.
And let me tell you.
Oh, God, I can't
wait. Middle of February, we get a call, and we can't give all the details.
We're not allowed to.
We'll give you the details after the show. But we can't give the details on the show right now. But we get a call from a huge company asking to meet with us. And sort of the best way I can describe it is make our podcast on an even larger platform. A platform that we never even imagined in a million
never
years.
Never considered ever.
And it is such a career-changing opportunity.
Life-changing opportunity.
So the fact that you nailed that, We said, hold on. Another thing you nailed was at the end of our episode, we showed you photos of our ex-boyfriends, and we said, what do you see long-term? Sophie and I were dabbling with maybe becoming friends, maybe getting back together. We needed you for some guidance, and you told both of us, just friends. Let me tell you. We got friend-zoned hard.
No.
Wow. And we thought, this guy, you know, he's the real deal. So that's sort of our update.
But let me just, before you guys finish, let me just tell you guys, again, I'm going to say this out loud. You guys are not done growing. And anybody could say, oh, well, it doesn't take a psychic to realize that. Mm-hmm. But look it, the world's opening back up.
Yeah.
Things are coming back into fruition here. So get ready. Get ready.
Oh, boy.
Get
I'm ready. Excited
Actually,
that,
we can just start getting into it then.
Let's do it. Give you my little spiel. Here we go.
I love it.
So before we get into it, I just want to let you know that I do not discuss death. And I do not discuss anything that's going to scare the shit out of you. So with that being said, is there anything that you want me to stay away from?
No!
Perfect. The second thing is for the first couple minutes of the reading, I'm going to go in and give you what my guides are giving me to give you guys directly. And then I'll open the reading up to any questions that you have in regards to what I said. Or if you want to know about something that we didn't get a chance to touch on, we could do it at that time. Does that work?
Yes.
Perfect. And then the final thing is your time is very important and expensive to me. I want you to feel free to jump in at any time to call bullshit. Mm. Do not hold back. Do not worry about trying to be polite, not wanting to hurt my feelings. None of that. If it doesn't resonate or if it sounds off, let me know. When I do hit stuff, simply confirm yes, but do not give me any additional details.
See, that was my problem last time.
I feel like I'm on a roller coaster.
She's hot.
So, you guys ready? You want to do this?
Let's do it.
Okay, so again, I'm going to go ahead and make these predictions here. I'm going to say it out loud. I do not feel like you guys are done growing and evolving. It's great that you guys are going to do something together, but also look for separate opportunities aside from each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because you guys both have different, and this is something that, again, I'm just going to shout out your fans real fast and say I love them.
Oh,
they are so, they are great. They are so down to earth and so welcoming and so warm and just receptive to what I have to say. And so I'm going to say that on their behalf, hello to you guys. That's what they want to say all the time. But your fans know the differences between you guys. And I see the differences between you guys as well, too. So look for those joint ventures, but also don't be afraid to branch out and go on your own. Because you guys both bring a lot of different things to the table as individuals.
Right.
So I have a feeling what's going to end up happening here. And this is probably going to be towards, look for a time frame around the end of October, getting ready to go into November of this month. I don't know what you guys have planned for that time. But there's going to be, here we go with the guest stars of our lives. And then also the guest opportunities that come in.
So is this in terms of separately, like, are like different opportunities coming to us separately or together in October?
I think it's going to be together. But I also think what's going to end up happening is I'm not going to say that they're going to try to split you guys up, but they might offer different opportunities for the both of you.
Yeah.
So don't be afraid to take on those because all you guys can always come back full circle. Does that make sense?
Yes, that does make sense.
And also, too, how are the relationships going with you guys? Don't lead me into it, though, but how's everything going?
And between us or with romantically?
Romantic-wise.
So far, we're just single Pringles.
Okay.
We are.
I mean, I won't give too much, but basically, Sistine and I are at a point where we're now settling down and calming and opening up to more something that's substantial rather than...
I'll tell you what you said last time was that we would both be in... some form of a relationship in the same period of time, and that was 100% correct. And the only issue is just the long distance. So at the moment, we are single.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't see that happening. I don't see it staying for very long.
Really.
So, but here's the thing, though. Remember, I told you I'm not to pick on you. But you're a little bit more slow to warm than she is. She's got more details that she wants. She's got more boxes on her form that they need to check off. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that you're easy and that you're like more.
She is so picky.
Sophia, yes. That's me.
But that's a good thing, though. Be picky.
Yeah.
Because you have to realize, and I'm not just saying this because I'm sitting in front of your face, but you guys have to realize what you guys bring to the table. So do not settle.
Okay.
And for somebody like you, like I told you, what's going to end up happening here, I know there was an episode where you guys were talking about having kids and how you're going to be.
You're like, no.
No, I'm not, nothing negative when it comes to that. But I think it's going to be a little bit more of a, I think she's going to be a little bit more loose with her kids.
What does that mean?
Like more kind of like
not as strict.
Like multiple
not
as strict. Baby daddies?
Sistine.
No.
Raising the children.
Never.
Yeah. You said. Oh, I see that.
No,
I don't know what that meant. Like, you're just
I'm going to be a little bit like more.
She's going to have.
Authoritarian.
Not that you don't have the character in you or you're not funny like that, but she's a little bit more laid back. She's going to make fun of that kid. She's going to see what that kid's doing.
So I'll be the cool aunt.
And with you, you're going to be more detailed. You're going to be more kind of like, I'm going to put them in the best schools. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I want to raise them eating this kind of food and blah, blah, blah. So again, I don't see anything negative when it comes to that. Also with the dating stuff too, your guides are still screaming at me to tell you about your vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
and not to be afraid to open up, especially with the right person.
Yeah. And I'm so closed off to everyone. I feel like I'm the most open but closed off person you'll ever meet.
And I'm going to tell you, that's your intuition. I feel like you're picking up, I'm going to say this over and over again, I think you're picking up on the intention of the other person, whether they're nervous or whatever isn't said can make you a little bit nervous or question what's going on there. And then you're thinking, is this my fault? Or are they looking at me like there's something wrong with me?
Right.
No.
See, that's the thing, is that I feel like I never give anybody the opportunity, because the moment I have to be vulnerable with them, I think I overthink and I think, okay, if they're not perfect for this moment, for this scene, for this family, I just shut it off. Even if it works, or just seeing how it naturally flows.
You never let it play out in the moment.
I never just let it play out. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I'm getting nervous, is because I was saying to my mom the other day, I was like, I really want to be open and meet someone and like actually make a connection with someone that's longer than just a couple months. But I have this really hard time doing it, and that's all I want. And I don't know if I'm going to end up choosing the right person, because I'm just going to go for people that I think I need.
Maybe you're overthinking it. You're overthinking it. The reason why I'm saying that is because you know what you want when it comes to a relationship.
Yeah.
And they have to come at you in a different type of way. Sure, they're going to come across a little bit shy.
Yeah.
But there's something there that's going to let you know, oh my God, like you said, I felt all tingly before I came in here. Yeah. I felt a little bit nervous, whatever. I have a feeling that person's going to do the same thing to you.
Oh, really?
So don't worry about that stuff. And don't be afraid to be vulnerable. I'm not telling you to sit there and tell them everything all at one time, but let go a little bit.
Okay.
Little by little, and see and venture out.
Yeah.
Because that's important for your progression and your growth.
Right.
As far as like what's going on the inside with you.
Okay.
With you, I'm not so worried about it.
Really?
I'm not worried about it at all. Okay. I think with you that...
jealous.
I would be... I would be a little bit more concerned with quality for you.
Wow. Right. Facts.
Because, let's be honest here, neither one of you guys are going to have a difficult time finding somebody.
Right.
It's the quality. But you, what ends up happening with you is that she's going to be a little bit more on guard because of who she is. So she's not going to, I'm not saying that you're dumb or that you're falling for their lines, but the minute that they say something sweet or they, because they can count on that. Because just looking at your
Cancer.
Emotions, they're going to tug at that. You're going to be like, oh my God, they're the nicest person ever. And then she's going to say, well, let's just wait a minute. You just met them, Sistine, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
But at the same time, again, I love that about you. I think I'm going to say this again. I think that the person that you end up getting involved with is going to capitalize off of your sensitivity. And I also feel like what they're going to do is be more of that protector, that security in the relationship.
Daddy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Daddy. Wait, so this is why we're a good balance. It's because I think that, and when it comes to anything, friendships or relationships, you need that person to do the opposite for you. Like, for Sistine, she's like my boyfriend. She is my boyfriend right now. Like, she brings out my emotional side, and then I bring out her high standard side, where I'm like, no, you deserve someone that does this more than just giving you half-ass it.
Yeah.
She tells me, relax, open up. And I think that's...
follow him back.
And that's, like, the one good thing that I have is, like, if I was on my own, I would be a woman with 8 cats by myself and probably choosing a sperm donor because I'm so picky. So in terms, because there's a big thing that's coming up for both of us, and we do want to get into these relationships. And I think our concern is really making sure that whoever we're going to end up being with can kind of really go along with what opportunity we have. Our plan is. And do you think that timeline-wise with having, maybe this is not even our husband, but maybe like a serious relationship, do you think it's coming before this opportunity, or do you think it's coming after? Like, when do you see us actually?
I think it's
going to
coincide
down
with each other.
Okay.
Mm. I think what's going to need to take place first is your guys' careers.
Yeah.
And getting that nailed down, because it's one less thing for you to worry about. And also to get one last time, guess what that's going to do? It's going to bring the guest stars of your lives into your lives.
Right.
So those opportunities that you guys have, you guys don't know who's going to be on set, or you don't know where you're going to be at, who you're going to talk to, that's going to bring. So don't overthink it. Just focus on you right now, and especially you getting out of your head and allowing yourself to be a little bit more vulnerable. You, I'm not going to say toughen up. I don't want to see you toughen up.
No, do it.
I just want to...
Yes, toughen up.
I want to see you... Not to be selective is the wrong word to that shitty. I would tell you to...
No, I know exactly what you're trying to say. It's almost like, don't let everyone in just because they're nice to you.
I think that you guys are going to... Again, I can't manipulate this because, again, it hasn't happened. I don't want to change your minds, but I feel like you guys are going to do this in a very practical and logical type of way when it comes to that transition of, do we just have them move in and take it from there? Yeah. Like we just, you know, we just live together for right now. And then when we decide that it's, you know, too close for comfort here, then we just leave.
Okay.
But I feel like, again, I'm going to steal from what you said. And again, I don't want to make it seem like I'm excluding you, my love. No. But I feel like with you, when it comes to this relationship, I'm going to steal from what you said. And I think I said this in the last time, too. Maybe not a marriage right away, but a power couple type of mentality where we
Is that bad, though?
No.
Because this is the thing. This is what I'm worried about. I am overthinking, but I am going to question. This is my personality. I have this fear, though, because I do want that. And I want someone that is just as ambitious and has things going on. But I also don't want someone that is, like, completely separate from me where we really don't have a genuine relationship and there's, like, no love in the household that...
She's overthinking. You're overthinking. You don't know. You don't know what he's gonna say to you during that time frame. You don't know what his personality is gonna be like. You don't know how he's gonna be able to handle you. Mm-hmm. Right. You don't know what words of wisdom he's gonna say, like to get inside your head to talk you out of that.
Isn't that all you want at the end of the day? Hold on, overthinker. Isn't that what you want at the end of the day? Doesn't matter what your status is, married, long-term, just someone, being with someone that understands you in your brain and knows how to pick you up and calm you down. I mean,
I want a relationship because at the end of the day, if everything crumbles down, I actually want to know that the person that isn't, that this power dynamic isn't going to be destroyed alongside our relationship, you know?
You're going to be tested. You are going to be tested. I cannot manipulate you, and I cannot tell you exactly what's going to happen. But think about what you're saying here. This is a guy that you are going to pick. This is a guy that you are going to be dating. Okay. So there has to be something about him
that is like, some type of romantic aspect to him, right?
And let's just say you obviously know that I'm very gay. But if I was dating you, there is no way in hell that I would allow you not pinning you down, but to talk me out of talking to you, or you flip the table around and be like, oh, I'm going to get up or I'm going to go do this. No, you're going to sit down and we're going to talk about this because you need to learn how to relax.
Right.
That's it.
Okay, that's good to know.
And with her, I told you from the last time about the guy that comes in from you, how your family is going to love him.
Yes.
Yeah. Still the same thing.
Really?
I don't feel, I'm telling you.
So what you had said last time was that my family is going to highly approve of him. He's going to propose in front of the family.
Yep.
That's really cute.
And he's going to work hard to make them happy as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I think that
you're welcome, Jen and Sly.
And this is nothing like your guy's not going to be romantic, but I almost wonder if he's going to say, I would have loved to have done that, but I didn't want to bring that type of attention to you.
I like it private.
And make you feel, see, it's hot in here and I'm getting goosebumps.
I know. She's got it.
But again, do your homework, you guys. If somebody comes in, don't hesitate to reach out and be like, Chris, what do you think of this guy? Do that.
I gotta do that. I was just saying.
I'll do it right now.
Yeah, I just said you should bring up someone because
I got it. I'm bringing up a photo right now.
I don't have anybody. Anyone all over right there? Come on.
I will do it.
Let me tell you, like I said,
Can I have like a boyfriend for at least like 6 months? Someone I actually can go.
Someone that you could practice on.
Just like, this thing, I'm not looking for marriage. Steve and I have said that. I'm not looking for a husband right now. I'm really, really set on this. We're going to get into like career a bit more.
Okay, Chris.
But let's
look at this photo. Tell me what you see.
I'm curious to see who you're showing.
I think that he can be a little bit intimidating for her sometimes because she doesn't know where he's coming from. Does that make sense? As far as like the way that he carries himself can be kind of like, I think that does he talk the game? Does he talk a good game?
Oh yeah.
Well now he does. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Adorable. She gets all the really cute ones.
Yeah, well, what? Well, and clearly we don't have it figured out. We are still young.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is there something that's going to happen in the future for us that's sort of maybe going to switch that mentality that we have?
I don't think you guys have come into yourselves again. Right. For somebody to say that, first of all, it's shitty, but I'm going to explain it. I'm going to sweeten this up here.
Yeah.
I don't think that you guys have come into yourself and realized your potential, and I'm not just going to throw the Stallone name in there, but realize what you guys can do as individuals just yet. So mark my words, when the career starts to take off and you guys are starting to get these deals, you guys are starting to get more exposure and do all this other stuff here, watch how that's going to open you guys up. And then it's going to make you realize your worth. And then you guys are going to have to be dealing with the thing, who can we trust and who can't we trust?
Right. So that's our main problem. So we have this thing that's coming up, and it's with this big network. And we are just concerned that this might not even happen, that we'll have to, like, wait a couple more months or maybe another year to kind of get this, like, opportunity.
Let me manipulate you guys. Let me manipulate you one time. I'm going to be honest with this.
Yeah.
Your guides, because I've mentioned your guys' family bloodline. Mm-hmm. This has nothing to do with your dad of who he is now and realizing who your grandmother is and all that stuff.
Right.
You have to realize something. You guys are not going to be thrown into stuff or led down a path that's going to be shitty for you guys. You guys are very, and I hate saying this because it sounds too metaphysical, but you guys are very protected. You guys do have your guides on the other side. So if there are delays, realize that it's probably within our best interest here because one, you don't want to be painted in a bad light.
Yeah.
And you also want to make sure that this is a long-lasting type of thing.
Do you think
those are the exact concerns that?
And do you think that that would happen if this thing started sooner than later?
I'm not worried about that because I feel like with you, your instincts are going to kick in. You especially. I'm sorry for pointing, but
no, please. I don't care.
I feel like your instincts are going to kick in, and do not be. I don't know what your dad or your mom tells you, but do not be afraid to flex as you because you have a way of thinking about shit that maybe you're not going to voice it because you're like, oh, I didn't want to say that because I didn't want to come across rude or I didn't want to overstep my boundaries. But if this has to do with your career, do it.
Well, that's so funny because I was just saying to my mom the other day I wanted to speak on something and I just felt uncomfortable. I was like, I don't want to push my opinion or my viewpoint or thoughts on something that I don't want people to like react negatively. But I mean, I feel like that's our problem is that we're probably not even as pronounced on our social media pages and the things that we can be doing. Mm-hmm. Like more so that would give us more opportunities.
All the reading from last time is coming back here. So remember when I told you, because this is not to leave you out of it, mm-hmm. but this is a reading for you right now. Remember when I told you that I see you more on the technical side of things. I see you on the business side of things.
Yeah.
That's why I'm telling you, love, don't be afraid to flex. Resentment is a horrible color on you.
Yeah.
So don't,
and I
don't
would be that way.
Don't be in that color.
I will be bitter.
Exactly.
You know me.
Oh, and no,
stop,
I know.
And
I
stop comparing yourself to your sisters.
Yeah.
Because you stand on your own.
Well, thank you for saying that.
Because, I look at her and I go, she is like so.
Oh,
no, I do. I mean, look, I admire everything that she's done, she deserves. Like, I do not, genuinely. Like, she works her ass off, she deserves it. I mean, she's gone through even more rejection than I've ever gone in my entire life, and she's.
And for somebody that's sensitive, you're very vulnerable on the inside. You've got an amazing, you're giving me goosebumps. You've got an amazing amount of strength to where, again, I don't, you don't show it to the outside world unless you want to. You've got a really good poker face.
Thank you.
She does.
Continue to do that. That's why I said I'm not, your guys' paths are completely separate from one another. You really came back in this lifetime to come into your power. Mm-hmm. And you're going to, again, I'm not excluding you from love, but you came here to learn about relationships, to be in that relationship, to get married, have kids, have a big family and all that stuff, the stuff that you didn't get a chance to do.
You see that all for me?
Yeah, for sure. And that's why I say that when you become a mother, it's going to be interesting to see the way that your guys has raised your kids, where her kid's probably going to be all put together and neat, and you're going to be like, it doesn't matter what, you know, blah, blah, blah. They're just kids. Let them do this.
Let them meet the roly-poly.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Am I going to be just an asshole mom?
No. You're going to be very
Are my kids going to be the ones sneaking out of the window, and then I'm going to be like, because I'm so strict on the, yes, he's looking away. Oh, no.
Your kids are going
to
be the ones.
I think your mom is going to jump in and be like, you need to relax a little bit.
She will. Because I'm going to be that person. Like, I don't know how to raise a kid. This is my first time. And so I'm going to try to be perfect with everything.
Then you just send him to Uncle Chris's house and Chris will take care of
them. Exactly.
Uncle Chris will take care of them.
Uncle Chris will take care of them.
I love it. So.
But you guys, don't worry about it. Go get what you came for.
Okay.
Pay attention to what's going on, especially in the industry. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Make bigger moves here. Because at the end of the day, I feel like, again, the two of you guys, and then you guys have another sister too, right?
Yes,
the younger sister.
Is she younger? She's 18. 19.
You guys can be a fucking powerhouse. I'm telling you right now because get your faces out there.
Okay,
and everybody, again, I think you guys have to be two of the most humblest women that I know that are in the industry.
Thank you.
That don't realize where you guys are at sometimes. I think you guys play it too safe.
Sometimes I feel like we kind
of be a little dangerous.
I know. I feel like we need to be a little louder. Why is
everyone
else
being a little less toxic, a little more dangerous?
Oh my gosh. Oh, hey, I have one question. Do you see us with like a lot of kids each, or like one, or do you think two or three, or is this? I'm curious because I know what gender I want, or what kind of order I want in gender.
Oh,
but like,
she already has the names picked out.
I do have the names picked out.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was anywhere from like 1 to 3 for you.
Okay.
So both for both of you.
Yeah, okay. That's what I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you know if what gender it would be, first one?
You were asking some heinous questions.
What is the bloodline for the boys in the family?
So, well,
So my mom's whole side, they only make one of a type. My mom is one of seven, but all the girls have had either all boys of all, or all girls. And my dad's side has either, I think he's had all boys. Yeah, all boys.
All boys.
So it's always been, it hasn't, I don't think there's ever been a mix.
I don't want to steal your sunshine, or I don't want to, again, go too far down the rabbit hole with this, but there's going to be, and remember this, because you guys are going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe this. There's going to be one of the kids, and I can't see whose it is. I can't. I'm not, that's not a cop-out. But there's going to be one that I feel like your dad or your mom is going to be like, this one's a character. This is like, the words I want to use is replenishes or refreshes that bloodline in some type of way where the personality is more unique or more kind of like I'm going to say jokester or made for television type of kid.
Oh, interesting. Yeah,
and I feel like it's going to be a boy. I feel like it's a boy energy.
I hope so. I want a boy.
And there's something about the
dark. My dog Buster, I call him my son. So I think I'm manifesting that.
And one of them is going to have really super dark hair. Like super dark.
I love dark hair.
Yeah.
So maybe it could be either one of us. But
I see the family getting a kick out of this little kid. I don't know if there's a kid now that you guys have in the family that has that type of personality. No. But this is a kid to where you guys are like, where did he come from?
Oh my God, we need that energy.
That's so fun.
Because it's like, well, there's all girls. There's so much female energy really around us a lot. And our cousin now that lives with us, he's like the only guy in the household. And I've always said, like, we need something to just kind of spark it up. And
stir the
whether
pot.
That's like between our families or whatever we end up having. And if that's the case, perfect.
And I wouldn't, again, I'm going to go too far down the rabbit hole. So if this doesn't come into fruition, my bad, but I think that it is. I think this is going to be something that the public is going to see as well too. So this could be like a show that you guys have a show going on while one of you guys is pregnant and has the baby afterward or whatever. But I see this being like, I'm not saying you guys, I don't want to say you guys are going to be the next Kardashians, but that's what I feel like is going to come. Yeah.
So I definitely want to talk about this next topic because when we had you on the first time, you had mentioned how this, I don't know what you would call it, this energy or these spirits or ghosts had been keeping you up. And specifically, there was a man that was sort of bothering you every single night and wouldn't let you sleep, and it was speaking to you. Has anything like that happened recently?
Oh, every day.
Any stories?
So what are some recent encounters?
But also, this is another part two question. Has this been happening more so since COVID and quarantine because you've been in isolation?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of, I call them passerbys or visitors the other night. And even, Jay, who comes with me, he's witnessed it too, where he's like, oh my God, I felt like a cat crawled up the bed and sat between my legs.
Stop.
They'll push down on the bed. It's on a everyday.
Jay, how do you sleep at night? I would be going insane.
It's like melatonin.
Yeah, but it's more psychic hits. It's more kind of like getting glimpses into the future about what's to come here. Again, advancements in technology when it comes to the world. Again, don't worry. And I know the boat that you guys are in about not wanting to make yourselves look stupid or just jump on anything or whatever. That's what I'm doing too. Is I'm not, again, yeah. I'm taking it slow. I'm figuring out how things are working. I don't want to come across in a way to where we're just talking about medium stuff the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I want to bring what I do with you guys into the forefront and start, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
So, yeah. But with the ghost stuff, every day.
You can sometimes see physical signs of a ghost or a spirit leaving their mark.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's so fascinating.
What are signs of someone's house being maybe more, have like a possession with it?
No Ouija boards. Because that, if again, I don't know how people feel about this.
Is that the portal?
That's the portal.
Shut up.
I don't mess with it. You have to understand something. I've been this way my whole life. My sister, growing up, had a friend that was heavily into Ouija boards. She was like 8 or 9 years old. I was, 10 or 11 at that time.
No.
And those things are freaky. It brought stuff into the house to where we had a clock that used to plug in, one of those wall clocks that plugged into the stopped, would go on, would turn on by itself without it being plugged in. The phone, back then, old school phone would ring. There was a little bell in it that would ding every time. Give us a sign if you're here.
Geez.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah.
Oh, geez.
So wow. Ouija board. And also be careful of who you have coming over, especially if you guys feel, because again, remember, I don't know if I told you guys a story, but people, especially this is something that you should pay attention to, the intention of other people. Sometimes they can come in with negative energy on them, like their attachments, and leave it there. You would be vulnerable to it. It would probably get a hold of you psychologically, and it would cause her to be more irritated or feel like there's something wrong.
That would happen.
That would happen.
I'm so, it's, I'm way more fascinated about this stuff.
And when you guys move in, let me know and I'll come and cleanse and sage it and do all that stuff for you guys.
We were just saying that we wanted to do that.
Yeah, I'll come and do it for you guys.
I don't know how old this place is.
That's amazing. Yeah. This past life stuff really fascinates me. I remember you told Sophia and I last time that Sophia in a past life was an old man.
Or just a man.
Mm-hmm. An older man.
Yes.
And that I was a young girl. What does that mean for the listeners that didn't hear the first one?
Remember what I told you about what you're here for.
Okay.
For the love and to feel mm-hmm. what it's like to have a relationship, have a family, because you didn't have that before. And then with her way of thinking, being that man, that male type of energy, coming back and having to get into her femininity and the vulnerable side of things.
Mm. Yeah. I love that stuff.
But that's why I'm telling you guys that I don't feel like this lifetime, you guys are, neither one of you guys, and I'm not just saying this to be love and light, that you guys didn't come back to fuck around.
No.
Yeah. Look at the way the cards were dealt for you in this lifetime.
Right.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Chris? You have, once again, literally the ending of this show. There's very few times where Sistine and I are silent for longer than 10 seconds.
It's so hard to get us to shut up.
Yeah, really.
And you got us truly speechless.
I love you guys.
We love you. Honestly, so it was like an instantaneous connection, and we love you, and we're always here for you, and we know that it's the same back for us.
The energy here is so good, and thank you so much.
And we will send you so many photos of guys we're dating.
Yes, please. And also, like I said, don't hesitate to reach out. You guys are not going to be bothering me. You guys are not going to be taking advantage of me. Let me know when you want me to come over and do the cleansing.
Oh my God, yes. Amazing. Oh, okay, tell all of our listeners where they can find all of your stuff.
First of all, you can find me book a reading at chrismedina.guide. Social media is at psychicchrism.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. And if you guys haven't heard the first one with Chris Medina, please go back and listen to that episode. Watch that one before you watch this one. It'll make a lot of sense.
Definitely.
Chris, we love you. Thank you again for coming on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you guys for listening to this week's episode. Please check us out next week every Tuesday on Unwaxed Podcast Instagram. We're on TikTok. You can check out our email, which we rarely open up. So check it out. We love you guys. See you next week.
Bye.
From all of us here at the show, thanks for staying unwaxed.
No, Kelly Clarkson!
Be sure to download new episodes every Tuesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Follow your hosts at Sophia Stallone and at Sistine Stallone. And be sure to follow the show at Unwaxed Podcast. We'll see you next week.